Andrew provided a very nice background for all of our presentations, right? Including mine, so I'm thankful for that. This is a study about health insurance coverage for Asian Americans working in small businesses. I have no conflict of interest to disclose. So why small businesses? Andrew sort of mentioned it, but people working in small businesses tend to have much lower coverage rates than those working for larger employers. And that applies to immigrants or immigrant communities more than native US-born population. And lack of coverage associated with working in small businesses is an important concern for Asian Americans because about two-thirds of us are foreign-born, and about one-third of Asian Americans working in small businesses in California work in small businesses. The Affordable Care Act may not help because it doesn't mandate small businesses with 50 or fewer with fewer than 50 employees to provide insurance to employees. So targeted efforts to expand coverage for them are needed. The thing is, we know very little about Asian Americans working in small businesses, right? Who they are. Who among them are more likely to lack coverage than others. So we sort of wanted to find out who they were. Andrew sort of hinted at this, but let me call your attention to the socioeconomic diversity among Asian Americans. This is from American Community Survey data, basically, census data. If you look at this table, the group in blue, Asian Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean is a mistake, I shouldn't have highlighted it, but Malaysian and Sri Lankan and Taiwanese Americans have higher income and educational levels than other Asian American ethnic groups or most other racial and ethnic groups in the United States. In contrast, Cambodian, Hmong, and Laotians tend to have lower income and education levels, than other groups, than all the other groups, pretty much in the United States. And there are implications for healthcare coverage, right, when it comes to income and education. Which is what Andrew also mentioned. So we really wanted to find out who among small business owners or employees tend to lack health insurance coverage. So ultimately, we wanted to help inform policy and community efforts to expand coverage for high-risk subgroups. Data from the California interview survey data. We pulled four survey year data, 2005, 7, 9, 11, and 12. To have a larger sample with more statistical power. The outcome was obviously health insurance coverage, meaning that anybody who had public or private insurance was considered to have health insurance coverage. Predictors, again, I'm glad Andrew really provided a nice background. So these are the predictors of health insurance coverage identified in the literature. For immigrant population. When I say immigrant populations, I'm talking about populations with high proportions of immigrants, such as Latinos and Asian Americans. So these are the predictors of insurance coverage for immigrant populations or Asian Americans. So ethnicity, nativity, immigration, and citizenship status, years in the U.S., limited English proficiency, income, and education. We also looked at occupational status, basically to see if small business owners fared better than employees. And we ran a bunch of logistic regression models. First using the full Asian American sample, and then stratifying our analysis by ethnicity, and then stratifying our analysis by nativity, and then by ethnicity. Basically to see if predictors varied by nativity status or ethnicity. So these are a lot of numbers, but let me just mention a few things quickly. So most of you may be familiar with logistic regression, odds ratios, but basically all the odds ratios, these are the odds ratios, the numbers in parentheses are confidence intervals, but all the odds ratios that come with any star are statistically significant. So compared to, for example, look at the column for all Asian Americans, and then look at the numbers for green card and no green card. So basically, the reference category here is U.S. born citizens, and so people who have green cards, immigrants who have green cards, are 1.85 times as likely to be uninsured. Here, the outcome is uninsurance. So uninsured as U.S. born populations, and understandably, not surprisingly, people who don't have green cards are far more likely than U.S. born citizens to be uninsured. Korean ethnicity is a risk factor, and eligible for Medi-Cal, eligible for subsidized insurance, those are income levels. Medi-Cal income levels are the lowest, up to 138% of the federal poverty level. And so here the reference group is the highest income group, meaning that meaning people who have higher incomes higher than 400% of the federal poverty line. So obviously income levels are risk factors or predictors of uninsurance for all Asian Americans. And the second column shows numbers for U.S. born Asian Americans. And so Korean ethnicity still is a risk factor. And then South Asian ethnicity is a risk factor, and Southeast Asian ethnicity is a risk factor, and you see the high number for Southeast Asians, right? For U.S.-born Southeast Asians, and eligibility for Medi-Cal is a risk factor. Interestingly, if you look at the number in purple, you see that being employee doesn't make any difference. I mean, whether you're an employee or employer doesn't make any difference in terms of insurance coverage for Asian Americans who work in small businesses. We thought that was an important finding. Foreign-born Asian Americans, Korean ethnicity continues to be a risk factor, but somehow Southeast Asians or Southeast Asian ethnicity are not significant predictors, and income levels are significant predictors for insurance of insurance coverage. So the number in green, marital status, this was not one of our predictors of interest initially, but in the end we sort of decided that okay, being married or having a partner with employer covered insurance is an important resource to, you know, to our communities, because when you work in small businesses, you are not likely to be insured. I mean, you know, chances are many of them are not insured. So this is an important resource that we would like to think about, you know, in the future. So these are the results of our stratified analysis on ethnicity. So some of the predictors we saw in the earlier table are significant for some ethnic groups, but I think actually Andrew mentioned, you know, covered some of those things. What I'm actually interested is the numbers in red. So if you look at, say, Japanese Americans, naturalized citizens tend to, here the outcome is insurance. So we sort of used insurance on or uninsurance for the interpretability. So here the notice that, I mean, keep in mind that insurance, having insurance is the outcome. Naturalized citizens, Japanese Americans who are naturalized citizens, were four times as likely as U.S.-born Japanese Americans. The same goes for Filipino Americans, although the odds ratio is much lower. And the same goes for Southeast Asians. The odds ratio is really high, about 20. I think that has to do with the small sample size. There are only 90. You know, the estimate may have been a little unstable. Confidence interval is large. But in any case, these three ethnic groups, naturalized citizens do much better than U.S. born citizens. We find these findings interesting. Actually, the reviewer, this paper is coming out in the Journal of Healthcare for the Poor and Underserved, and the reviewers of this paper also found this interesting in the sense that in the literature, U.S. born citizens are 5 minutes. Okay, that's that's plenty. So in the research, US-born citizens are far more, I mean, they are the privileged group with, you know, with the highest insurance coverage rates, right? So this is unexpected. So to look at this a little deeper, there wasn't a whole lot of data, but to look at this a little deeper, we ran a bunch of chi-square tests, basically to look at the association between insurance coverage and immigration and citizenship status. So I would like to call your attention to the numbers in the combination of numbers red and like bluish green, right? So among the Japanese, people who had who are naturalized citizens had higher rates, much higher rates, rate of employer-provided insurance, right? This is what everybody wants. I mean, the deductible is low, or there may be no deductible, you know, and all that. So obviously, naturalized citizens did better than U.S.-born citizens among Japanese Americans. And among the Filipinos, the difference is not that big, only 3%, but still, naturalized citizens did better than U.S.-born citizens, right? And among Southeast Asians, naturalized citizens did far better than U.S.-born citizens. I mean, there is almost 40% difference in terms of having employer-provided insurance. So remember, these are the groups that work in small businesses, right? So most of them are less likely than people who work for larger employees to have insurance. And so somehow some of these people have more resources to, more access to employer-provided insurance, right? So we wanted to call your attention to that. And it's not so clear in this table, but let me call your attention to the numbers in purple, which basically are Koreans and Vietnamese. And so if you look at the public insurance rates for Koreans, they're very low, 5% for naturalized citizens, 5% for for immigrants with green cards. And this is really low. I mean, these are troublingly low. If you look at the high uninsurance rates for Korean Americans, right, 40% and 60%. And obviously, some of these people are, you know, eligible for public insurance, and they are not, you know, they are not taking advantage of it. So it's something to think about. In contrast, if you look at the Vietnamese numbers, their public insurance rates are higher, 22%, and I actually don't see the numbers myself, but they are much higher than Koreans. And those high rates actually keep their own insurance rates lower, right? So we thought this was these were important findings in terms of like future intervention. So to summarize, 1 minute, okay. To summarize key findings. So remember, we set out to identify the profiles of subgroups who lack insurance among small business owners or employees. So they are individuals with low income levels, Korean Americans, both U.S. and foreign-born, U.S.-born, South Asian and Southeast Asian, other than Japanese, I should say. Immigrants without citizenship, immigrants with limited English proficiency. So again, we would like to stress that small business sector is collectively at a disadvantage. Employers, you know, that includes both employers and employees. And looking ahead, so Asian American ethnic communities have different levels. This is the last slide. So Asian American communities have access to different levels of resources. So some groups have better access to employer-sponsored insurance through a spouse, you know, and some people have better access to public insurance, and some groups lack both, Korean Americans, right? So we really do need to understand what's happening within each communities to address the barriers that they experience or the access they have, basically to, you know, utilize, to leverage the assets and to address the barriers. And we really need to expand public insurance, Medicaid, in California it's called Medicare, but public insurance coverage for individuals who are eligible but do not take advantage of it. Because if you think about it, this is a low-hanging fruit, right? Public insurance is provided by the government. And so it's you know, much easier than having people to get better jobs, you know, and all that kind of thing. So you know, we should really have a focus on increasing access for this group. Okay, these are the funders, and this is my contact information. Thank you.